Welcome to CBD University with Dr. Andre. I am Dr. Matt Andre. I'm a family physician here in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. And we are brought to you each week by Andre Medical Services, your home for personalized, high-quality functional medical care and bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, and also your source where you can obtain high-quality, highly absorbed, organically sourced, full-spectrum ultra-cell CBD hemp oil. You can call us at 812-331-8282 or check out our practice website at www.andremedicalservices.com. And very, very excited to be here today with my very good friend, Pam Thrash. Pam, thank you so much for doing this with me.
Oh, I'm so excited. This is a great time to be doing this because people have so many questions about CBD oil.
Oh, my goodness. I tell you, this has been a dream of mine for a while. I love doing radio. We've done projects here together before with the station, and to get to do this and focus on something that literally half of my patients walk in and want to know about this. And
right.
I suspect the others do too. They just don't know what to ask.
Exactly.
And what I have found out in just over a year of stepping into the sort of CBD universe has been that there is no end of ignorance.
There's so much information that's kind of floating around out there, and you kind of grab a little bit here and there, and
absolutely.
It's confusing.
And I intend to be your primary source for ignorance. So. No, but it's a brand new science in essence that we are just starting to get a language for.
Right.
And getting to do this and providing what I hope is an excellent source of information for patients, for providers,
right.
for people that just want to know about this. Is it right to take for them, for their families? I really feel like this is going to do a tremendous service.
Well, you know, before we get into talking about CBD oil in and of itself, people are going to go, well, who are you, Dr. Andre? How do you know so much? But it just became legal in Indiana not too long ago. And so let everybody know kind of how you are at the forefront of that.
Sure. So if any of you have ever experienced asking or talking to your doc about something about which they don't know, it can be a frustrating experience. And I'm telling you, I'm really no different. I had some people come and ask me about CBD, like I said, a little over a year ago. And honestly, I first thought they were talking about those radios that truckers use. CB, and it must be some high-definition CB radio. I don't know. And then I went and started doing a little bit of research and was kind of really shocked at how much science there really was around CBD for health issues. And then I had several patients ask me, and even before that, my fiance said, you know, you should really consider having some of this for patients. And I told her no for 2 straight months.
Wow.
And I gave her all the contentions that doctors always do. Oh, well, I don't know if it's legal. And I might, you know, honestly, it was more about ego. It's just, I know plenty. I don't need to know about this.
I'm the doctor. Right.
Exactly.
Right.
And then I had 4 patients in the same week ask me about CBD for their own health conditions. And I had to sit there open mouth and admit I didn't know the answer. And I don't like not knowing things. So it forced me to go and do even more research and reading, and then thought, wow, there's really enough to here to back up trying this for my patients. And literally, I got some of this hemp oil, and the first 6 people I gave it to felt it before they left their appointment.
Wow.
And I'll be honest, in 20 years of practice, I have never experienced anything with the breadth and efficacy across this wide a variety of reasons to take it in my whole career.
Yeah.
And I think the reason that that's true is that in many ways, and we're going to talk about these kind of issues in a lot of detail, hopefully, is that this is always something that should have been part of our medical tool bag. It never should have been taken away from us. There have been cannabis extracts used since the dawn of time. And it was known that this plant was a source of things that could really help you with your health. And even in America, before the Marijuana Tax Act of 1937, when marijuana was made illegal, and they just included hemp in that because they said, well, we know it's not intoxicating or anything, but we can't tell the difference. So we're going to throw out the baby with the bath, and you can't have any of them. But before that, for 60 years running, cannabis was the 3rd leading pharmaceutical sold in the United States.
Wow.
All the big major drug companies had cannabis extracts. Lilly, in fact, Lilly grew their own called Cannabis Americana. It was actually, we know now, it was an indica strain, and they knew that indica helped more with health than sativa strains did, but they didn't know why, because THC wasn't discovered till years and years later. Mm-hmm. But they knew that extracts from this helped a wide variety of conditions. In fact, when they made the law against marijuana, the only person that testified against the act was a physician. He was the head of the AMA. He was the legal head of the AMA, Dr. W.C. Woodward. And he said, you know, when you made this marijuana law and we knew this act was coming, we didn't know you were talking about cannabis.
Oh.
In fact, many people believe that part of the reason they used the term marijuana was because they didn't want to fight the pharmaceutical industry. So they used this obscure term from the Latin communities for cannabis instead of saying it was a cannabis tax act. Mm-hmm. They called it marijuana to get it through Congress, and then had all these basically smear campaigns saying it was addictive, saying it had these terrible effects on people, made people put in, you know, put them in violent rages. And anybody with a brain knows that that is not what cannabis does to you. But that is really how we got to this place that, you know, for the last 80 years, this has not been available. Well, all of that changed in 2014 with the Farm Act, which is passed every 4 years by Congress. And in that act in 2014, industrial hemp was made legal. It had to be run through state-sponsored and state-run programs, pilot programs, but the products that come from that are legal to take, to distribute, to sell, and that is what changed. Now, that does not mean that everybody in America, certainly at different government agencies, knows that or even wants to accept it, and we certainly have a number of companies who don't necessarily like CBD becoming more used because it could potentially really affect their bottom line if people are using those instead. So there's a lot of misinformation.
Yeah.
And my intention on this is to help over the next many, many, many weeks, hopefully, provide a source of good information, a place where people can ask questions. Hopefully they can write in. We can get some email questions.
Yeah.
Start educating people about this topic, because the truth is, whether you intend to take this for yourself or your family or not, a lot of people you know will be. And a lot in your family will be or will want to be.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a provider, then this may be helpful for you because, again, whether you give it to them or not, you're going to have patients taking this. And so getting the information yourself from good sources is likely going to help you take the best care of them. So really excited to do this. And I guess we should just tell everybody, you know, if you found this podcast, you probably know it. But if you haven't or someone referred you to this, then you can find us on our website at www.wbwb.com.
Yes.
Hit the podcast button under CBD University and you'll find us and our archive shows.
Yes. So, definitely. And we will be sharing this on our Facebook pages too, the podcast, so you can link onto it through that. And if you have questions for Dr. Andrew for upcoming podcasts, feel free to email us through Facebook, or you can find Pam, or you can find any of us through our websites, and feel free to email us the questions. But you have a lot of frequently asked questions, and we're going to start at the very beginning.
A very good place to start.
We're going to go very, very, very at the beginning, because there are so many questions. And before we get too difficult, let's just start with the first question. What the heck is CBD? What is it?
An ironically good question.
Yes.
And truth be told, it depends.
Oh, great.
And yes. The term, the three letters CBD are basically a shortening of the form of the word cannabidiol.
Cannabidiol
is a phytocannabinoid. It is a component of the cannabis plant that you can extract. And much the same way that THC is a cannabinoid. But when people use the term CBD, a lot of time they're referring to cannabidiol. Many times people are referring to a product that is sitting on the shelves that supposedly, and I'll use that word on purpose, supposedly has CBD in it.
Okay.
Because this is such a hot topic. There are many companies that are going into this space, and let's be honest, not all of them are very ethical.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, some products got pulled off the shelf because they actually tested them and there wasn't anything in them. So people want to market and take advantage of this kind of craze that there is around CBD. So many people are using the term CBD, and they mean the oil that they've got in their pocket or on their shelf, you know, at home.
Right.
Now, CBD can refer to an oil that's a good product that you've got that you're taking that maybe is helping you. But in that oil, it may be just CBD. Other people use the term CBD oil to refer to a full-spectrum organic or non-organic oil that has the full complement of all of the components that come from the hemp plant.
Okay.
And so it's really, ideally, it should be called most accurately a full-spectrum hemp oil. But many people use the term CBD because if you have a full-spectrum hemp oil, CBD will be in it. But there will be other compounds from that plant, too. And in our practice, that's what we choose to use, because we find that if you just use CBD and you don't use the other components that come from that plant, you're missing out on a ton of the potential benefit.
Okay.
We have had many, many practitioners who told us when we started talking to them about CBD, said, you know, I've tried it. I've tried it for tons of patients, and it really didn't do much. When those same practitioners tried a full-spectrum hemp oil, bam, night
and
day difference. Night and day difference.
Okay.
All of the compounds from that plant have the ability to, in essence, interact with each other,
mm-hmm.
change each other, and interact with our system. So, but to be the sort of most specific, the term CBD means cannabidiol.
Okay.
And cannabidiol is one of the most abundant of the cannabinoid compounds that are in the hemp plant. And people do grow, and many people know this, the cannabis plant can be grown, and just like any other plant, you can pick which traits you want to increase the amount of a certain component. So many people over years have gotten pretty good at, say, taking one of the other phytocannabinoids, THC, and changing that plant and growing strains that make very, very, very high levels of THC.
And that's the marijuana. That's the stuff
that's
that
marijuana.
Gets you high.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
So, and, but you can also grow them or pick strains that are high in CBD.
Okay.
And that's what most companies who are using a good source for their oil or extract use, a high CBD strain, and they extract that through one of various methods to get that into an oil base, and
mm-hmm.
then that can be the extract that you take.
Okay.
But that is what CBD is. It is a component of the cannabis plant, and I guess that this may not be in order, but we probably ought to at least discuss then, you know, what is the difference between, you know, marijuana and hemp?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm curious, because that's where it kind of, and that's where a lot of people get confused. If it's from the same plant and you have THC and you have CBD and
yep.
one is legal,
yep.
one's, you know, yeah. What's
yep.
the difference between hemp and CBD?
Well, this is one of the first questions that people ask, and it's an appropriate one because it matters for legality,
right.
For certain. It matters for its impact on your system and your body.
Because mm-hmm.
I have many, many patients who they first heard about this or were asked about it, or we asked them, they said, no, I'm not taking that. That's marijuana.
Right.
And it's not.
Okay.
So this is really about, as well, you know, a lot of life is the same way. It's about understanding what you call things.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, in our previous show we did together, we talked a lot about hormones. And,
right.
and I used to, you know, get on there and kind of whine about, I wish somebody had named growth hormone something like Fred. Because the fact that we named it growth hormone means that people think all it really does is make you grow
yes.
taller, grow long bones. But then why do you make it when you're 80?
Exactly.
I mean, it's got other functions.
Yeah.
So people need to be thoughtful about what terms they're using. So let's talk about marijuana, hemp, and cannabis.
Because
okay. those terms get interchanged inappropriately, and
yeah.
and they should be very specific.
Yeah.
So cannabis is the Latin name of the species, or really the genus. And the species is Cannabis sativa, describes the plant. And that plant can be either marijuana or hemp.
Okay.
What determines whether that plant is marijuana or hemp is defined in our country by how much THC there is in that plant.
Okay.
So it's really an arbitrary differentiation.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of use, people use hemp plants very different from marijuana plants. In marijuana, you're trying to get those drugs, you know, up to a level that you can easily harvest them and use them.
Mm-hmm.
Hemp is used both for the extracts that we use for health, as well as for fiber, for oils, for cooking, for food,
mm-hmm.
Especially animal fodder. It's very good for that, for making hemp seed oil.
Yeah.
So there's many other purposes. But what defines the difference between hemp and marijuana is how much THC is in it.
Okay.
And that definition in our country is any a cannabis plant that has less than 0.3% THC by dry weight at the time of harvest is considered hemp.
Okay.
If it has more than that, it is considered federally, legally, as marijuana, even though it may just be a few tenths of a percent difference. And many are the farmers who have experienced, and this happened recently overseas, where people had a license to grow hemp, but they had a really intense growing season where I think it was extra hot, extra dry, if I'm not mistaken, and it caused the THC level in that hemp to go up.
Mm-hmm.
And it got above the 0.3% line, and they had to burn the entire crop.
Oh, wow.
So there's a lot of money on the line,
yeah,
you know, for getting this right.
Mm-hmm.
So you can certainly grow and cultivate and hybridize and make plants to grow in them what you want. And there are different strains of hemp, and I honestly don't know all of them all. I've tried to learn them. Harlequin's one, I know, but there are many others, and they're more all the time because people are getting more specific about how they're growing and raising these. But it's that 0.3% cutoff in the United States that determines whether something is hemp or marijuana. And so you can take these plants and you make extracts from them,
mm-hmm,
from a variety of methods. The most common or one of the most widely used is to use high pressure carbon dioxide, CO2, to literally just squeeze the plant contents and get oils to come out,
mm-hmm,
into a solution. And then from that, you can extract from that oil what you want.
Right.
And those that's the product that we use is a full spectrum hemp plant. It's including all the stuff that's in the aerial parts of the hemp plant.
So hemp, CBD, legal.
You got
marijuana,
it.
Marijuana,
not legal. That's it. That's exactly it.
Got it.
And so the legality issues are major ones, and they can be very, very confusing for patients, very, very confusing for providers.
Yeah.
And we're going to plan to get into that.
Good.
Quite a bit.
So what is the difference between CBD oil and hemp oil then?
Yeah. So CBD oil typically refers to an oil that is what we call a CBD isolate.
Mm-hmm.
So the only phytocannabinoid typically in those CBD oils is cannabidiol. So you're not getting a number of the other phytocannabinoids. And now from the hemp plant, we have identified well over 100 different phytocannabinoids. Now, they're all not there in the same amounts or concentrations. They're usually smaller amounts because, again, CBD is one of the more common or more abundant,
mm-hmm,
phytocannabinoids in that plant. But there is cannabigerol or CBG. There's
right.
CBC. There's THCV. There's THCA. There are many, many other phytocannabinoids, some of which we haven't really even fully characterized yet because
mm-hmm,
this is a relatively new science. and then hemp oil, again, people can use the terms differently. When we use it, we're talking about a full-spectrum hemp oil that includes CBD,
yeah,
but also includes all of the other phytocannabinoids. Now, many of those oils will contain some THC. And again, the law is pretty specific. Your final product also has to have less than 0.3% THC.
Right.
I choose not to use those oils, mm-hmm, and there are a couple of reasons. Not because I think that amount of THC is dangerous, I don't. But we've seen many, many, many people fail drug tests,
right,
because of small bits of THC. So we instead use oils that actually have those small amounts of THC that are in hemp removed. You can't get every single part per million out of there, but you can get it pretty, pretty low.
Mm-hmm.
And we get oils that are less than 0.00% THC.
Okay.
And these are absolutely minuscule part per million amounts that have a very, very low chance of showing up on any drug screen. It's not zero. We've heard of people testing even with those, but you don't know how the quality was of that batch and so forth. And that's one of the things we're very excited about, the laws that have changed in Indiana,
mm-hmm,
because what it's going to do, it's going to make it more likely and to ensure that the products that are available on shelves for people in our state will be legal, they'll be compliant, and they'll be quality.
Right.
And we were, as you know, very instrumental and very blessed and kind of honored to be part of that legal process here in the state.
Right. Well, that's so much information. It is. But it is helping so many people. People that I know, it's helped me. I mean, I just recently started in the last couple of months, and
mm-hmm,
people that know me know that I have had knee issues. It's helping with my knee issues. It's I'm sleeping better than I've slept in a long time. And I, for one, people that know me, I'm telling you, I don't have any effects. Yeah, it doesn't make me feel any differently than I normally do.
Yep.
But I know it's helping, and that's important to me. And I know it's helping other people. But what blows me away, and we can touch base a little bit about this and then go into it, you know, at the next podcast, but all the different things it helps people with. And that's what kind of blows my mind. It's like almost too good to be true, but I know as a doctor, you can maybe explain it more, but how does it help so many different things? I don't understand.
Well, that's a great question. And, you're right. This is going to start us off on a topic, and essence, I want to really get into that a great detail in our next podcast. Yeah. But what I do want to say first is one of the other things and ways to characterize CBD oil and hemp oil. And this is important in terms of talking about what kind of things people see improvement with.
Uh-huh.
Is this is. Per the FDA, people ask me all the time, doctors ask, well, is this FDA approved? And the answer is yes, but it's not a drug.
it's not a
pharmaceutical.
Right.
It is approved as a supplement.
Okay.
And what that means several things. That has an entirely different set of regulations around it than pharmaceuticals do.
Okay.
And in essence, they're a lot less rigorous. And what that means is you're going to have to be careful about a supplement out there that you just pick off the shelf that just says CBD.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's not a lot of regulation, and people have to be caught if they're putting out bad products before they come off the shelf.
Oh.
Now, most people, when they take them, if it's not, there's no CBD or hemp stuff in it, it's not going to do anything for you.
Right.
But you don't know unless you're really looking. And so, again, the law changes July 1st of this year where products are going to require having on them, on the label, the percent of THC that's in there.
Oh, good.
And a QR code that will refer people to you. You got a QR reader, scanner. It will send you to a document that will tell you where the hemp came from,
okay,
how much CBD's in there, what else is in there.
Oh, good.
And those things are – and if you don't have that on your label, then your product could get swiped by excise as of July 1, 2018.
Okay.
So the amount of products, the number of different products could go down drastically.
Yeah. Cause
which, frankly, I think is good.
I think it's good, too. Cause yep. And you're right. We'll go into the what it can help in the next podcast. And just to let everybody know, this is going to be a weekly kind of thing. Keep checking WBWB.com. For the updated podcast with Dr. Andre, and because we just touched a little teeny weeny bit about it, but it is. It seems like it's everywhere, so you got to be very, very, very careful.
Yes.
And if anyone has questions, I'll just give the direct. You can email Pam at artisticradio.net if you have specific questions, and I'll pass it along to Dr. Andre for upcoming podcasts, and give information too about your office because. The brand that I use is through your office, and it's, you know, legit and safe
and it works.
Good, and it works. That's the bottom line.
Absolutely. So again, you can call us at Andre Medical Services at 812-331-8282 or check out our website at www.andremedicalservices.com.
All right. Let's talk again about all the good stuff, Fred, within the next week.
You got it.
Okay. Thanks.